The house on Poplar Street was worn from the years. It stood lonely, dying in a street filled with life. Not a scraping of paint was left on its facade. Its porch rotting away at the edges. The structure slowly receding into itself. The house, like the garden, was dry, cracked and parched. The remaining long stalks of dried grass bent ever so slightly to their doom, waving in the breeze like undead husks defying neglect. Only the overgrown bushes that lined the yard cradled life, with birds on holiday frolicking in the undergrowth. Curious children that we were, eyed the house with suspicion. Who or what lay within the confines of its weathered walls? The house on Poplar Street loomed with a question that needed an answer. Haunting our dreams and waking thoughts with sinister apparitions. We were sure morbid crimes were being committed and no one seemed to care. We took it upon ourselves to investigate to prove our hunches correct. We vowed to keep watch, spy, do whatever was in our power and never give up until we found what we knew lurked in the dusty innards of that decrepit shell. Spurred on with our newfound courage, we crept into the yard, tiptoeing across the porch so that we could peer through the dirt-scarred window. A yellow blind was pulled down close to the edge and we peered through to see an old dusty armchair with old newspaper draped over its arms. We watched, listened, but we saw nothing. The house on Poplar Street was unwilling to give up its secrets. It kept us at bay until the day a whisper of gossip filtered down to the playground. Two kids had told of seeing a skeletal arm sticking out of the carriage in the shed. We were convinced this house harboured more than just an influx of termites. No one had dared to enter the shed. Oh, they had tried, only to have terror curdle their resolve. We were stronger. Quietly, we walked up the dusty driveway, staying close to the bushes, avoiding the gaze of nosy neighbours. The wind hissed in our ears, icy folds of air howling. We were sure they were the spirits of long ago, teasing us with their presence. Pressing our bodies against the shed, we edged ever closer to the door. Our hearts thumping as fast as the short breaths of fear escaped our mouths. Slowly we pushed open the door, wincing as it let out a piercing creak. The house on Poplar Street was watching the intruders that had invaded its space. It moaned in the wind, its warning, but we ventured further into the air filled with stale dust. The carriage stood above the other junk piled around it, a relic of another time. Slowly I stepped closer as my friend kept watch, so close to finding the proof we needed. My friend gave out a yell, "Someone's coming, quick run," she called, terror filled her voice. A car had blocked the driveway. We turned and ran into the backyard. It was sparse. With no means of escape, we tried to scale the fence. I managed to get to the top, my friend struggling with the height as we heard the voices coming towards us. The house would have its revenge. It had trapped us. We would never know the truth. As a group of people emerged from the side of the house, we waited as our fate was sealed. The house on Poplar Street said nothing. It stood quietly pensive. No creature of the night slept out the day in that dusty gloom, or had left corpses to rot in the shed. Murderers did not congregate to plot heinous crimes in the neighbourhood. And we, no longer suspicious and far from curious, rode our pushbikes with only shame. The horrible creatures that had haunted the house had never resided within its walls. They'd lurked outside, prying, spying, creating menace as they shuffled through someone's life. As we grew older, we forgot the house and curiosities that had driven our imaginations into a frenzy of murder and mayhem. There were more important things that needed attention. The house slumped further and further, a sad structure that slowly eroded away into the past. Then one day, the house on Poplar Street was gone, bulldozed into the memories of children who for a moment in time had once made it live.